why I must belong to a local church. And why I must attend church regularly. And be deeply involved. That is the theme for the season. I've put in a pause to the lost soul. I'll come back to it.
But
I feel led I should talk about this. But to subtopic this, I'm focusing now on reasons why I must come to church always. Ask the person standing beside you, have you been coming to church always? And take an answer. Catch and say, Master Jaya, troll me, but say a question. Have you been coming to church always? Let the person give you an answer. Ask Freeman for me. Ask LP Hannah. Ask, have you been coming to church always? Pastor is about, tell the person, Pastor is about to tell you the reason why you must come to church always. Hallelujah. Let's take our seats and let's go to the word of God. I'm excited because I'm alive here. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
How many of you believe that God loves this church? And God defends this church so much. Yes, I'm telling you. Let's start from Deuteronomy 31, the verse number 12 to 13. Deuteronomy 31, the verse number 12 to 13. It's a very powerful scripture. Last week, I took time to explain that scripture. So as I'm going to read it, you will interpret it, you translate it, not interpret, you translate it, possibly closer to meaning. He says that gather the people together. Somebody say, Lord, we are gathered.
Lord, we are gathered.
No, some of you are not saying this. He said, Lord, we are gathered.
I say, Radia Shim.
Look, when you come to church here, somebody sang for you to be blessed. Somebody's preaching for you to be blessed. You to respond to for us to be blessed. What do you think?
Yeah.
Ask the person, do you hear what Pastor is saying? Amen.
Amen.
He said, gather the people together. So gathering is a command. So we will be having one of our campaigns, the great gathering. We will fill this whole place. We will gather people from everywhere. Because the Lord said we should gather. Gather the people together. He said men and women and little ones. That means that the adults and the children's service. And the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God. So we understood that the Lord says that we should, when we are gathered, we should invite people. We should bring people to church. Strangers. You see, strangers are people you don't know. They are strange to you. They are people you don't know. And it's a command that when you are coming to church, somebody you don't know must follow you. You should invite somebody you don't know. It's okay to, the Bible talks about strangers who are in our house, but there are strangers we don't know. Strangers in your house are people who came to visit you. So you can't be in a house and somebody comes to visit you and you're going to church and you leave the person in the house. Most of the time when you do that, means that person is not a correct person. What do you think? It's not a correct person. It's not somebody you want to. But they are saying relationship. I am person yes to be who. Get out of here, person yes to be who. It's one person that I'm going to be who. I'm going to be who. I'm going to be who. Oh, who be a Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So the Bible says that we should invite strangers.
See unto you and some free a hope.
So that they will hear us and learn to fear our God. How many of you believe you are in a good church? And how many of you believe that the God you serve is a true God?
He
is the true God. Then the Lord is telling you that when you are coming, bring people to come and learn about your God and they will fear him. One of the things I've realized that people that have cars in churches don't like inviting people. Most of the times we come with our wife and children.
Do you
understand what I'm saying? Most of the time we come with our wife and children. But when we are walking, most of the time we are able to invite people. But when we have a car, I have a car, so I understand what I'm talking about. When you are going for evangelism, don't you park your car? But you see, we should learn, those of us who have cars in the house, we should learn to make sure that we can bring our wives and children to church and move back and go and bring strangers. Let Jesus see that the blessing he gave you, it is benefiting the kingdom. Please, do we get it? Is it a good idea?
Yeah.
How many of you want cars here? And how many of you would do it when you get a car? May God check our hearts and give us cars. In Jesus' name. I told God that if you give me a car, the way I would do evangelism, when I got a car, that is the worst time of my moment. When I got the car, I was not doing much follow up again. And I realized that it was difficult for people to get closer to me more than when I was working without a car. People greet me. Oh, pastor. Oh, Osho. That's how they say. Oh, pastor. But when I'm in the car, people will respect you because you are driving the car. You begin to enjoy it. It's like, I can go to worship and there are a lot of unbelievers there. You don't even care to share the word of God with them.
Like,
you are a gentleman. And they are playing their own thing. You're looking at them quietly. You're a gentleman.
Charlie,
the Bible, do you know what the Bible calls it? In the book of Matthew, the Bible calls it the deception of riches. It's in the Bible. The deception of riches. When you are getting blessed, when you get it, you are very humble. Your pastor can send you. You can be a protocol. You can be an usher in the house. The day you built a 5-bedroom house, your pastor cannot send you again. Now you don't do anything in the church again because you're a landlord. I was very happy when I heard about our late president Atamels, that he was an usher in his church. And the day he won election, the Sunday, he went to church, went to stand where he stands to do ushering, president of Ghana. His pastor has to go and beg him for security reasons. We beg you, you can't stand here. That was wisdom. You and I. May the Lord have mercy upon us. This amen would never get mercy.
Amen.
May God have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Little breakthrough can change us.
Little.
And that is dangerous. I said, listen, everything we have in this life, we have rented it. Everything. Whether you bought it yourself or somebody bought it for you. If you rent a house and your rent is up and you are moving out, do you go with the house? If you pay for your transport and you sit in the car, and you get to where you are going, Do you tell the driver to park the car in your house? You get out of the car continues. The owner takes the car to his house, true or false? The greatest wisdom you must learn in life is that everything you have in this life, you have rented it. You have paid lorry fare. Even for the car you use your money to bear, you buy. You have just paid your lorry fare in bulk. One day, you put your hand on your chest and you walk out of the car and the owner will carry the car. Whoever is the owner, whether you willed it or you didn't will it or a Bushra Penny took it, somebody will carry the car to his house. You rented the car just for the time being in your life and paid your transportation in bulk. Asa, it will be car on anybody. What do you call it? 1 billion. Beton 1 billion. Maybe the mini 1 billion. It's me tria me lorry fare. 50 Ghana. Me kwa kran me tria. Now so to 1 billion. The difference between you and I is that you have paid your lorry fare in bulk. I am paying in bit. One day you will live. It's a rented dress. Rent. You see, last 2 weeks and 3 weeks, and this revelation came to me. It changed everything about me.
Now watch me and say, Chemun, a day, send me by me home. Assist some baby.
A phone can let a lady go and submit herself to be molested and sexually harassed or mishandled just to get iPhone.
Phone. It's me, ma. By the way, be a cobrani wase. Emma, ye ye no basa basa. It's an iPhone. See.
A phone can let a pastor put his hand in toilet.
Phone. It's me, ma. So for Eden is a HWC.
You don't know.
Who mean?
Certain things can change your heart.
And you may be to me.
So be careful about the riches, the promotion, and the things that comes your way, because they can twist your love for God.
So the Lord
is telling us that we should gather together. Let me come back to whatever we are doing. The Lord is telling us we should gather together, that is meet as a church. It's an instruction. And we have understood this. Last week, I gave you how many points? 4 points or 5 points or so? The next point I want to talk about, I spoke to you about the fact that the reason why we have to gather together, it is a way of showing or declaring our love for the Lord, because everybody wants to be where his lover is.
And
then we also understood that it is a place to declare the name of the Lord. That is, like this morning, we were declaring the name of the Lord. The God that saves men from accidents. The God that provides when we least expect it. The God that defends and delivers us from death. I have declared. And then the Bible makes it, when you read Psalm 22, the verse number 22, you realize that he said, after we have declared, we join in praising God. We all started clapping our hands. The meaning is that we praise it. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. So when we gather like this, it is a correct place to tell people how great is our God, how great is his name, to declare his praise. We understood that it's a place for edification and fortification. Now, I want to tell you that another reason why you must go to church or come to church every day is because it's for the encounter of God's glory.
adekunti ewo se wo ba sori abribia eni se eye bia ye woni nyankopon eni onyam ebenyam puni mpu.
Isaiah says, for I know their works and their
thoughts.
It shall come that I will gather all nations. I will gather people from China. I will gather people from Nigeria. I will gather people from Ghana. I will gather people from Ukraine. I will gather people from America. I will gather people from Britain. So I will gather them. Then he says that I will gather others. I will gather Muslims. I will gather Shantis. I will gather Fantis. How many of you are Evers here? Let me see your hands. We are gathered. How many of us are Fantis here? Let me see your hands. We are gathered. How many of you are Chim people? Let me see your hand. We are gathered. How many of you are Shantis here? He said, I will gather all tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I thought you shouted amen. So we gather here to see the glory of God. Didn't you read it in the book of Psalms? Isaiah. Isaiah said, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let the earth be silent before him. He said, I see the Lord. He's highly exalted. And his veil fills the temple. So anytime we come to the house of God, the glory of God is here.
Hallelujah.
It is not a mere gathering.
And yen shemu keke.
When you read the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, for we have come unto Mount Zion.
Okay, Hebrew woman now, or see
your city. He said the city of the living God.
Or see in the road it's yourself for no
where innumerable measure of angels are gathered.
We are above from Pim Pim Eshia.
We have come to the place of glory.
Yabenyambia.
So when we gather like this, the reason why you should scream, the reason why you should shout, the reason why you should be excited, the reason why you should stand up, the reason why you should clap, the reason why you should be grateful is because we have come to the place of glory. I'm telling you, something is going on in your life that you have no idea. One thing you must understand, as long as Moses spent time with God, he was changing even unaware. When the glory of God came upon
Moses,
it wasn't Moses that knew that the glory has come. It was the people that saw that something has changed about Moses. As we come to church every day, as we gather in the presence of God, what is happening is that there is a glorious transformation going on in our lives. We may not be able to tell, but I bet you, your people will tell. Your family will tell. Your friends will tell. Your leaders will tell. Your old classmates will tell. Your workers will tell. I thought you would shout. I thought you would stand on your feet and appreciate what God is doing. They will tell that glory has come upon you. When you open your mouth to speak,
what
if somebody told me,
the
pastor, do you know why I call you every
day?
So when I call you and I ask you, how are you? The way you respond, where did I learn it? I learned it in the presence of God. Glory is not light. Glory is not light. Glory is the essence of God. Glory is the manifestation of God. Can I tell you the truth? God created light, but he is glory. So when you stumble into truth, you may have encounter with light. You may have encounter with light, but it may not be glory. Glory is God. So when we begin to see godliness, when we begin to see glorious manifestation, I mean godly manifestation, then there has been an encounter with glory. Glory is out of this world. So the manifestation of things supernaturally out of this world is the manifestation of glory.
And until you can't any money, my hooden dear, and only a hooden dear, a bro, and I'm
so. So you come to church,
and Utuba, so
we came for communion service.
Now you're better at
the theme of the communion service.
As some trap
is the anointing and the mantle.
Any and was surrounded,
it was not deliverance, it was not breaking the yoke,
and yes,
it was not anything.
And you'll be full phobia.
And then the Lord says that the Lord opened my eyes, then I saw darkness, death. Around our pastor, called her for it, dealt with it, and then it was settled. What is that? That is God in action. That is glory. These things don't happen in our bedrooms, they happen in the gatherings. The Bible says, in the gathering of the saints, God is greatly feared. So it is a good thing to come to church. Look at somebody say, it's a good thing. Oh, I don't like the way you are. I just don't like. Get up and go to another. Tell the person, it's a good thing to come to church. It's a good thing to come to church. It's a great blessing to come to church. You may not know something is happening to you, but something glorious is happening to you. I said something glorious is happening to you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 63, the verse number 2. Look at the word of God. Psalm 63, the verse number 2. Look at the word of God. He said, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. How many of you are in the sanctuary today? Then we begin to see the glory. Begin to see the power. Every situation in your life that looks impossible, by reason of the encounter with glory, may you have a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To see thy power and thy glory. We come to church because we want to have an encounter with glory. The next point. Because we come to church because the Lord comes in the midst of his people who gather to worship him. Look, there are different types of the presence of God that you must know. God's presence is everywhere. God's presence is everywhere. But God's presence is not always with everybody. You have to understand it. God's presence is what? Everywhere. But it is not always with everybody. If the presence of God is with everybody everywhere, Moses wouldn't have prayed and said, let your presence do what? Go with me. When the presence of God went with Moses, we all saw the power, the demonstration, the parting of the Red Sea, the falling of manna, the falling of the walls, the mighty things that were happening. Why? Because the presence of God was with Israel.
There
are two ways to have the presence of God with you. And you have to understand it. Everyone must understand this. Number one, that God will be with you. That God will be with you. So the Lord told Moses, he said, when you are blessing them, say the Lord, God bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
And be with you.
Amen.
Say, pronounce it upon the people. There is a presence where God is with you. He is with you. But there is another way to have the presence of God with you. It's for you to be with God. Be where his presence is. Go to where God's presence is. If God is not with you, go to where his presence is. Go around where his presence is. One of the things you don't know is that in the company of the saints, there is security. When God was about to destroy what's the name? The enemies of Israel.
Israel at
anybody that was in Israel,
Goshen, Israel,
they were all safe. So it is either you are with the presence of God. The presence of God is with you. Because he chose to come to you. Or you have chosen to be with God. Whenever you are doing your quiet time, you have chosen to be with God. Whenever you are praying, you have chosen to be with God. Whenever you are fasting, you have chosen to be with God. When you choose to come to church, you have chosen to be with God. Because at our gatherings, God's presence is there. Matthew 18:20. The Bible says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. So to come to church is to come to where God is. Oh, I thought you would shout it. I'm not getting you. You are locking something within me. To come to church is to come to where God is. Yes. There are certain people. My God. Look, Jesus also being baptized and praying. The Bible
said
that the heavens opened. The Holy Ghost came down. And he was with him. Isn't it?
Yeah.
He was with him.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
and which, you know,
Jesus wanted to sustain the presence.
So
the Bible said that he moved from Jordan
and
went to hide somewhere 40 days and 40 nights, fasting and praying. Now he went to be with God. If you have a friend, we still are together. But there is a place where he can come and visit you, and you can go and visit the person.
David
said,
"Oh,
how I long
to
appear in your presence and to be in your temple."
So
to be in the temple of God is to be in the presence of God. So when you come to church, you have to fear God because he is here. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, there am I in the midst of them.
Oh,
God is here. If truly we, you see, look, you can be in this room, okay? The reason why I have given strict instruction to altar operators that when you get to this altar, make the declaration that Jesus is the Lord over this house.
It's
because the gathering must be in his name. Not just be together, because some church folks can be together and Bluetooth files and share a concern and do any other thing, and it is not in the name of God. But when we meet,
yes,
and we make heaven know that this meeting we have met because of God. So we lift worship and we all lift our hands. That was the choir's ministry, very powerful expression. I sat down and I was like, are they ministering to me? Or they are ministering to him? Following the administration of God, I realized they were ministering to him. Whatever.
You are the God of our someone.
You are the God of us. Am I that God?
No.
Hello. Am I that God? So I can't sit down and take the worship. That is why I got up. Because we are ascribing to somebody greater. The person I must bow down before. If an elderly person enters here and wants to shake your hand, you will get up and shake. Throw
of us.
So why should worship be ascribed unto him? And you are sitting down. Think about it. I have taught you that when you come to church, two things happen. We minister unto him, and he ministers unto us. This session, I'm ministering on behalf of God unto you. So God is ministering unto you. The preaching of the word is a ministration unto you. It's from, he said, I send forth my word. He said, it will remain on earth until it fulfills. So the word is sent to the earth. If you're on the earth, you benefit. And as long as you, your flesh is earthly, it will be the word that was sent to you. So whenever the word is coming, know that God is speaking to you. If it is time for praise and worship, it is not time just to dance. It's not time just to,
and no matter,
it is a time to ascribe something up.
Unfortunately,
when the prophet stands here and say, "Mame bra," we begin to get more excited about that one because he's come to speak to us. But when it is worship time, when we must say something to him, then we sit down, we look like a desiccal, we can pocket, we can do, we don't care that we are sending something to him. You should have a revelation, understand the dynamics of the service. That is the way to go. I always said my time with the choir, I tell them, I said, look, when you are ministering, it is two things. There are certain songs when you lift them, you are ministering to the, you are ministering for the edification of the body. But there are certain songs when you lift them, you are ministering for the exhortation of the Lord.
You
should differentiate. Sometimes, when the people come to church broken and down, one of the ministrations that gets them strong. Who can tell me? Which one is that? Which one? Praises. Do you know why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes. So during that time, whenever you begin to praise God, do you know what you are doing? You bring God. The Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. So what you do is that you bring God into your affairs. So for example, I came to church so broken. Because I can't pay my fees. My rent is overdue. I'm a Christian, I love the Lord. But I'm in church. And then the woman I came to church, the music minister, under the leading of the Holy Ghost, lifted a song. The Lord shall supply your money according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. For me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Yeah, the Lord shall supply your money according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Sometimes you come to church and you see tears all over people. It's not because they want to cry, but the ministration has touched something. Some rocky situation is melting out. But as you make, you see, this is why as a music, look, a music minister is as important as a pastor. You have no idea. Many years ago, anytime I'm going to minister, I call her into my office and we pray. I pray with her 15 minutes before the service, before we come out to the service. Because there are two things that her ministration does to the service. It affects me. It affects God. It affects me. It affects people. If it is so, then every music minister must spend time with God before stepping out. So that you minister the word to meet the needs of the people. Hallelujah.
You
are God. You are not just. You are not just kind of. You are a great God. I was so blessed by the administration. You are God.
You are God.
Oh,
you are not just people.
You are
not just like
Joe.
You are a great God.
Look at somebody and tell the person, move from being a spectator in church
and be a participator.
Many people come to church. The reason why they are not able to sing praise, they are not able to say amen. They go to church like they go to concert.
And conforme sorry, I want to make up praise the Lord. Ni amen.
Somebody touched the ark of God and died. You can be in the house of God and offend him. Be careful. One of the terrible things to be in the house of God at a very sensitive time, worship time, word sharing time, sensitive time, and you are with your phone and you are worshiping. I did not see it, but the eyes of the Lord is everywhere. He watches even the nitty gritties. He knows the yards of your hair, and he has numbered them. He knows the number one hair on your head. This is how detailed God is. It is time to fear him. It is time to fear our God. I say it is time to fear our God. It is time.
Yeah.
So when we come to church, no wonder is that we have come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God. We have come unto a place where angels are gathered. This is why you must come to church.
When in saint here, what's so bad? Sorry.
When we come to church, we come because he is here. And we want to be with him.
I want to
be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting on your table. Surrounded by your glory. I just wanna be with you. It is never a waste of time. When I was a kid, my mother told me a story. I thank God for the life of my mom. Waking us up for morning devotion. Teaching us
devotion.
Carrying us. He told me a story about a boy whose mother died and the father went to marry another woman. And the man had a baby with that new wife. So these two boys were living in the same house, one step son and then the real son. The woman pampers her son so much, but secretly maltreats the stepson. But you see, whenever it is Sunday or church service time, he will sack the stepson to go to church. To leave, like he wanted him to leave the house. So in order to get something as an excuse, he will send the boy to church.
And
sometimes he will send him to church or during the evening meetings.
Now watch, then
and then they were growing. But he saw that the glory of God upon the stepson was different. Like, people like that boy. He has a good name. He was doing well in school. But his boy was notorious in the area. So one day he hired assassins to assassinate or killers to kill the boy.
And
then he told them that he will send the boy with a sack. Send the boy with a sack. So when they see the boy, they should kill him and put him in the sack.
Okachi won say what the boto be suma na ba no mano and uti so won say boto kuta abofra na na chese onu na omunku no.
And they should cut a part, sorry, they should cut a part of his body and put in the sack for him and for her. He will send his real son, her real son, with another sack to come and carry it and then bring it so that she will see that truly the boy is dead.
Asuma nechino eno kacho mu se eche mesuma miankasa mebano na mukuna aya muncha ni pedi akwa ni bi
the head
o muncha ni ti na se abof ne ba ne ba wo fan se kotokom na ne ba ne fa mechre no.
So when he got home, he gave the boy nice food, was happy crying the boy. The boy too was happy. He get na be na die considering who enjoy your back. It was an evening service time. The regular evening service time. And the boy wanted to go to church. And the woman said that, Udim, me suma mwako. Udi adia kome krofwe. Upona aba, no aba, aba, sorry. Fa adia kome krofwe. Na kwani na koso kono. Wadi botone kono. En wakai se. Janwe nyumre no, no kare nyinsem. What's the name? How do you call it? Deputy? Memory verse. He was supposed to read the Bible in the church that evening.
It is an
idea. 1 year fast. No one kind. No five button in court. Nothing. One more sorry. And 1 year fast. Sorry, first. And we cook kind. The Bible ceremony and the idea. One more sorry for him. Praise and worship. Hallelujah. Waha. Amen. Waha. No more year your money your man a delay ka crab them. The delay the bem no. My meaning is by this time there, a juman a day, a see, no suma ne bano say. On faboto second one in court, no quajin di palitini a day, embra, who could do any a chia colan, any yakum. Ye could be a chill pet, and a boy no sufra saw them on the bottle second one a day, a coy, who do open a mameno, a boy's the day, bottom I couldn't share with him. We have to swim, yes, not the Tony Kong, bam bam bam, or the Brema men. The mammy knew who a Holana or this a goody, a radimu, no, not a form. Will be able to write any the banity a day. Is him? The Busaya Yachirimuno. No, who say? A quality kind fast on them, or yelling yam me a juma and sana or could any panic. When my mother told me this thing as a child, I have never stopped going to church, and I've always put God first when it comes to choosing between church and anything that you think is more important in life.
Me mama ka same way che me say abemu ano e free sadan e na me di nyankopon e di kan abibia so me kwa sorry.
Listen to me. God is able to touch people in a way that you may not know it.
So that
when we come to church, pastor may not call you a lay hands. But God will be touching you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So we would need to go to church. Because there is something God wants to do in your life that He only wants to do it whilst you are in church. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The other reason why you must come to church, it fosters fellowship and relationship for the increase of sanctification. That is the moment when we mingle with divinity as human, engaging and cleansing the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. I think I mentioned it last week. I'm taking it again. It fosters fellowship and relationship. And it increases Sanctification.
Na afin so ema ahwotew ekọ anim.
The Bible says that anytime we come together or anytime we fellowship,
Josem sabri bi ebi nyankita hudie no.
The blood of Jesus is activated.
Yesu ni mo jano en Kenya
ebe. And then he begin to cleanse us.
Na esha se tew ye ho.
As to why, I don't know.
But
that is what the Bible is saying. First John, the verse number, the First John chapter 1, verse 10, verse 7. First John chapter 1, verse 7. But let's read from verse 3. Let's start from verse 3. Verse 3. He says that, that which we have seen and heard, declared we unto you, that ye also may have what?
Fellowship.
Come on, preach with me. Ye also may have what?
Fellowship with us.
With who? With us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father. So anytime we are having fellowship, we are also fellowshipping with the Father. And with his Son. The verse number 4. Continue, please. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Then he jumped to verse 7. And then he said, But if we walk in light as he is in the light. What is light? One of the light is fellowshipping. He said that we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Hallelujah.
There is a mighty reason why you must come to church.
When he's saying tikasiebia, I was so bad. Sorry.
How many of you believe that having come to church, okay, since you came to church, you saw somebody in the church, you really like the way he does things, and sometimes you want to do things like him or her? As we fellowship with each other, there is a sanctificational activity that goes on. So I see, the way LP prays, I like it. I want to pray like LP.
Brian,
the moment
sorry,
that change is taking place, what do you say? Why drink? No, it is the blood that is working in you.
LP bomb pain management.
So you realize that the way you came to church, I don't like that again.
And you are drinking,
not because of the preaching, but because of somebody's way of dealing with God. You like the way this brother does his things. You like the way this staff does his things. You have changed. You've also started praying. You've also started doing quiet time. You've also started doing things that will let you also share the testimony. What is happening? You are changing. And when you change, do you know what you are doing? When you are doing something and you stop and you change, the Bible says that, let's move to the verse number 9. Look at it. If we confess, it's a way of confessing your sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Then said, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you realize that there are certain things. And not that you can't just be in any church. Because there are certain places there, God is not there. If God is not there, the blood of Jesus is not active there. That is why people can stand there and tell you, put my face on this thing and the blood. And they don't preach Jesus. They don't preach it. What?
One can't be,
and they have become. Look, that church is like Hamas. For you to say that if you say anything about our church, we will attack you.
Then
you are a terrorist. So look for a place where God is, because the blood of Jesus is not in bottles, it's on the cross. He overcame him on the cross. He overcame the enemy. He stripped him naked on the cross. Not in a bottle. we are supposed to be able to one cabal and cabal TV. Eh? I'm going to be and we can believe nonsense.
It's me a gene.
Why? Because the word is not alive in us.
The
Bible says we are changed as we fellowship. We become better people. We improve. We get better. We become nicer people.
You
come to church. You don't know how to marry. But you have been preached. You are about to marry. Now you know certain things. If you were in your whatever, they would have taught you how Akans marry. But marriage is not an Akan idea. It's God's idea. Church is not a useless place to be. It's not a useless place.
I'm sorry.
Let me add this point. It's not in my note, but let me add it. The next point is that you must come to church because it is the preparation point. Listen, it is the preparation point for heaven. To have heavenly attitude, you must be in church to be taught.
If
truly you want to make heaven, you want to go to heaven, you want to be in church, learn how to worship him, learn how to praise him, come and be taught. Yes. Are you getting blessed here?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 84, the verse number 71. He said, they go from where? Strength to strength. Everyone, say, I am one of them.
I am one of them.
I have appeared in Zion. The strength with which I came in is not the same strength I'm going out with. I have moved on into a greater strength.
This
is what the Bible is saying. Zion is the church. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. So somebody who come to church is not happy, you will be going home happy. Somebody who come to church sick, you will be going home healed. Somebody who come to church broken, you will be going home bounded. Somebody come to church downcasted, you will be going home elevated. Somebody who come to church and he will go home a better version. And today you are going home a better version.
Amen.
I said today you are going home a better version.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me add this last point. It is a perfect obedience to the instruction of God. How many of us want to obey God? The perfect way to obey God, one of them is to come to church, because God says we should come to church. Did God say we should come to church? Let's check the Bible. If God said we should come, if we have truly been instructed to come to church, and if God has said it, then you must come. What do you think? All right, let's get into the scriptures. Psalm 50, the verse number 5 to 8. Psalm 50, the verse number 5 to 8. Watch it. Beautiful scripture. Gather my sins together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by... Is it not an instruction is given?
Yeah.
He said we should gather them. So gathering is an instruction. Say, those that I have made a covenant with them by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is the judge himself. Then he said, hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee.
Israel.
He said, I am God, even thy God. So he's telling you, God is giving you instruction. Come to church. Your laundry is not strong enough to say you won't come to church. Why didn't you come to church? Pastor, I say your laundry is not strong enough. There is nothing in your life that is strong enough to say, don't come to church. You must be in church. No matter what. No matter what. You see, one of the signs to know that somebody is backsliding is how he trivialized church attendance. When somebody begins to trivialize church attendance, it's a sign of backslidingness. Because your love for God is actually determined by your longing for His presence. It's how you long for the presence of God means that Hebrews 10, the verse number 24. Let me close with the scripture. This is an instruction. Direct. I've given you one Old Testament instruction, and I'm giving you another one in the New Testament. He said, and let us consider. Bible is telling us, the Lord is telling us, let us consider. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. What is that good work? Let's move on. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. What is that good work? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Baby, let me declare the two as you know. As the manners of Fadisho. Wahumba, sorry, Fadisho. As the manners of Fadisho. Yeah, two as you know. What's it, sir? Confirm the most human. What's it, maybe? Suddenly, Shubai, here. Your friend says, I see a friend, George Abraham. George Abraham, Shubai, what's it, maybe? As the manners of some. Some of you are here, you have not been coming to church regularly. Jesus knows you. He knows it's your manners. He knows it's your destiny. And he's telling you, don't do it. Then he said, especially as you see, he said, the manner of some is but exhorting one another. And that's what I'm doing right now. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. I sent some people message. I hope I will see you in church. Oh, but some of you didn't mind to. So that the way that you treat your pastor, the Lord will judge you. God said, look, me, if I have my will, some of you, I will never be, and I'm supposed to say myself, I'll never come to you. But you are so me. I don't have a will. God sent me to you. That's why I'm still with you. I'm still chasing you. I'm still begging you. I'm still who bond of me. I think I cry will be called. Any award currently. Man, so for pressa. So for pressa. Hey, can anyone catch and say Jaisa and Jaisa? Amen. Bible said, me catch it out. You should let us see me catch it out. What catch it up, Paul? Most one catch it out. See me catch it out. Say, a ya sorry, but said your boy not to chair one. One pass for a banana. What's it make me? Preachy, they can't tell if I know it. They can't. Yes, you said, brass. You'll be crazy. Yes, you said, brass. Sorry. Was a bra who said, and nanny baby, you know, was sabre and cry, brass. Sorry, more. The word of God, it is not my way. Be on your feet. Oh, Onyako, boy, a waffle. I'm telling you, and you might be brave or honoma. You hear your mean chair, what to me? Yeah, they are nanti. Or for me, be a baby one day. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. I'm your pastor. I'm not lying to you. One day, look, one day, today I was lying in my bed and I asked myself, so if I'm not alive, what would my kids do? What my wife do? Pastor, why can't I take it like that? They don't think I'll be there. You don't think I'll be there. You think all is for you. God is a sovereign God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He was sovereign before you became powerful. This man is a powerful prayer warrior. He was suffering before you became powerful. And he's the one that answers your prayer. You don't answer the prayer yourself. He can choose to kill you. God can kill you. Eh? Damina says that it doesn't happen. Be there. God can kill you. He sent a prophet and said, go and tell Ezekiel, put your hands on the door that you're about to die. You're about to die. If one day he killed himself, God killed himself. Jesus said, I have power to lay down my life and carry it. You are there. You are bluffing God. Hey, no. Stop it. You want to pray. There's one prayer I just want to pray. I just want to pray for the mercies of God. Lord, have mercy upon me. It looks like my life, the way it's going, and the way I'm doing things, even looking at the way I approach church attendance, how I come to church. Lord, I need help. Now I'm understanding why I have to come to church every day. I'm seeing that it is not a mere gathering. It is an order. It's an instruction from your mouth. It is a place I have encounter with you. It's a place I meet your glory. It's a place your blood works on me. It is a place I change. It is a place I fellowship. Come on, lift your voice and tell God that, Lord, show me mercy and strengthen me. Help me to do the things I'm not able to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower me with all grace. Empower me, Lord. 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 Some of us, we come to church, but we are not here in church. We come to church, but we are not here. We may come to church and we are chatting. We are TikToking. We are Instagramming. We are Facebooking. We are not here. God is here. For where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there. God is here. And we don't have to mess up in his presence. We don't have to misbehave in his presence. We have to be involved. We have to be there. We have to love him. We have to show our love towards him. In the name of Jesus, come on, pray for the mercies of God. Pray, 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 pray. Let the Lord's mercy, let the Lord's mercy be released, be released, be released.
May God be merciful.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.